Cannibal Nation Number 2, Buffalo, Uvalde, Post 757. 21 murdered in Uvalde, 10 in Buffalo, and depending on definitions, there may have been as many as 200 mass shootings in the U.S. so far in 2022. Nothing is going to change. Because a political majority of the American population have factored in all those deaths as acceptable in terms of this equation. If I get to keep my guns and buy more of just about any type whenever and wherever I want, I'll agree to put up with X thousands of deaths per year of innocent men and women and, oh well, little children too. Mathematically, it might look like this. I to the X power times Y slash multiples of guns times infinite availability equals I to the X power plus I agree to Y slash murder of innocents. That political majority keeps electing politicians who keep adhering to this equation because that is what their constituents want. Of course, the NRA and the weapons manufacturers lobby to keep it this way. But it is the individual man or woman in the voting booth who makes this decision. Or not, if pro-gun control individuals are too lazy or apathetic to vote. This kind of cost-benefit factoring is not unique to the gun issue or to the U.S. The educated British elite were not disturbed by the death of 1 million Irish men, women, and children in the Great Famine. They even sent His Majesty's gunboats to Irish ports to guard grain ships from the starving while Irish wheat and corn were loaded for export. There are evil people who rise up like plague blisters when these shootings happen. Witness Arizona Representative Paul Gosar, who tweeted that the shooter was a, quote, transsexual leftist illegal alien, unquote, and who was working so hard in those few words to be as much of a lying pig as possible. But most politicians who respond to these atrocities by saying they'll protect the sacred Second Amendment are creeps and cynics out for more power, Ted Cruz, or just non-entities. These kinds of cost-benefit agreements are, of course, morally insane. But then what does that make those decent people who keep putting them into office? The gun as consecrated object and the role of a cancerous, narcissistic, atomizing individuality factors in here somewhere too. And then, perhaps, just perhaps, we Americans are a uniquely murderous bunch, a new breed, interfectorum americi, killer Americans. Many military historians figure that a 15% loss rate in battle will wreck that army's fighting effectiveness. So maybe a 15% loss of the U.S. population to gun violence would finally produce sanity. Right now, we have roughly 334 million human beings living in the U.S. If 15% were made casualties in a short period of time, a year, let's say, that is about 51 million dead or wounded. Before we get to those catastrophic figures, however, a group of brave men and women may come forward to save us by, let's say, offering their own children as blood sacrifices to our national idol. Let the gun nation bestow their thoughts and prayers by the millions in a running tally board chyron at the bottom of the screen. We could televise their deaths by firing squad, shower their families with riches and honors, custom engraved AR-15s especially. No taxes necessary. Let Donald Trump be master of ceremonies. Let these brave children be immortalized as icons in Rambo Trump-like poses on neon flags. Pay-per-view will fill the coffers of the national treasury. And maybe, just maybe, their offering will soothe the blood fury of all the American beasts, and our children will be safe.